Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
So for the person who's dealing with some of these lies, or maybe all of them as you're listing them, they're like, check, check, you got me, who I am and what I struggle with have been the same thing. Who I am and what I do are the same thing. Who I am is not enough. That's me. What are some first steps that they can take so that they can unhitch from those lies that have just held them back for so long?
You know, I'm such a formula girl. I always want to find a formula to fix things. And this is one, Susie, that I think I'm learning to rest in, that there's no formula. There's faith. Mm. And faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And any time we're dealing with corrupt thinking that has become a habit, and our thoughts become habits, what we need to go back is to that original thought and rephrase it so that the truthful thought can become the habit. And the only place to find those truthful thoughts, and therefore the faith to believe them, is through the Word of God, through the truth of Scripture. I have in the book what I call it a faulty bow prayer, which it sounds out of context, probably very silly, but the book of Hosea describes us when we are following our own ways and our own wisdom, describes us as a faulty bow. You know, we're just this crooked bow that in the hand of the archer that the Lord is trying to direct, and we just wiggle and bend and land in all the wrong places. And we need to turn. We just need to kind of turn back to God. So I give a prayer. It's just four words, T-U-R-N. And it's based on Scripture. It's based on the truth. Teach me your ways, Lord. I'm so used to mine. That's Psalm 86. Teach me your ways, Lord. My ways are super familiar to me. And so things that are familiar often feel true. But that which is familiar is not always true. So teach me your ways, Lord. Teach me them so I will walk in them. You unite my heart to fear your name. That's Psalm 86 also. That means, you know, I don't want to live with a divided heart, Lord. I want my way to become thy way, and my wants to become thy wants, and my wisdom to become thy wisdom. And I want to regard you more highly than I regard myself. So unite my heart. Pull me back together. All the places I have been disintegrated, pull me back together. Integrate my thinking with truth. And then there's R. Restore the joy of my salvation. Lord, you saved me, and there's joy in that. That's Psalm 51. I am not going to work my way back into finding the joy of my salvation. Lord, you do it for me because you have given me that grace. Restore me, Lord. Restore the joy. I want to find my delight in you, not on these lesser gods. And then N, never leave me or forsake me. Mm. The Lord promises he won't. So why do we pray and ask him not to? It's more for us than him. It's our way of saying, Lord, I need to be reminded of your presence. I don't want to stray one thought, one second from you. So never leave me, Lord. Remind me of your presence. And so the T-U-R-N prayer, teach me your way. Unite my heart with yours. Restore the joy of my salvation. And never leave me, Lord, is a way we can very practically every day begin to turn our thoughts toward truth.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.